Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right. Vice President J.D. Vance has thrown the Trump admin into a viral firestorm over the weekend after cursing out Twitter journalists and claiming that he doesn't give a shit if his administration commits war crimes overseas. This comes after the Trump admin announced that they had killed 11 people in a strike in the Caribbean, and they claim the people on this boat were Venezuelan drug dealers. But there are a few key problems. Number one, they did it with no due process, no trial, zero evidence presented in a courtroom, and zero evidence presented after. So J.D. Vance is out here muddying the waters, trying to say that he, quote, doesn't give a shit, and that killing cartel members with zero trial is the highest and best use of the American military. As J.D. Vance is glorifying military use abroad, extrajudicial killings, Donald Trump is saying that maybe domestically, Chicago is about to find out why it's called the Department of War. Both J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are glorifying the military, and it's painting a pretty strong narrative. Even Republican Senator Rand Paul, who is the chair of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, came out and just called J.D. Vance out. This got 12.5 million views. This entire discourse on Twitter has pulled in tens, hundreds of millions of views because it's the Vice President of the United States claiming that the, quote, highest and best use of the American military is to kill people with no due process. Just to pause for 1 second before we read these posts. Democrats need to be incredibly clear. No one is denying that drug smuggling is a crime. I would never say that we should be soft on cartels. In fact, there are many procedures we can use to take care of cartels legally. But the question is not whether drugs are bad or cartels are bad. It's whether or not we should abandon the most basic guardrails of humanity or international law to strike people unilaterally. Now, Rand Paul makes a great point here by invoking To Kill a Mockingbird. And basically, the broader point is if the government can unilaterally accuse people of crimes and those people can be executed with no evidence presented, then we're just lawless. We are hundreds of years back in the past. Let's start from the beginning. J.D. Vance tries to justify this extrajudicial killing by posting on September 6th, killing cartel members who poison our fellow citizens is the highest and best use of our military. This gets 22 million views. He's trying desperately to control the narrative and push us down an authoritarian pipeline that we're already in, but just further down it. Brian Krasenstein, who's just a Twitter dude, I like him, he's a good guy, but there is no reason the Vice President of the United States should be engaging in this manner with random Twitter dudes. He says, killing the citizens of another nation who are civilians without any due process is called a war crime. And J.D. Vance says, I don't give a shit what you call it. Wow. Real vice presidential coming from the Vice President of the United States. J.D. Vance from a decade ago would have argued against this, would have called his modern-day self an absolute idiot, but at least we have Senator Rand Paul, who I disagree with on basically everything. I mean, he helped Republicans get to this point, but at least he calls J.D. Vance out in an intelligent way. He says, J.D., I don't give a shit, Vance, says killing people he accuses of a crime is the highest and best use of the military. Did he ever read To Kill a Mockingbird? Did he ever wonder what might happen if the accused were immediately executed without trial or representation? What a despicable and thoughtless sentiment it is to glorify killing someone without a trial. Now, there's a lot of good points made here about the extrajudicial killings of people and the erosion of humanity, but the literary reference that he makes regarding To Kill a Mockingbird, J.D. Vance should know this. In To Kill a Mockingbird, there is a broader theme about killing people with no evidence due to prejudice. So Tom Robinson, who's the main character, is a black man accused of a crime, and he has a lawyer, Atticus Finch, who presents all of this evidence to an all-white jury, but the all-white jury still convicts Tom Robinson due to pure racial prejudice and nothing else. They jumped to conclusions. They didn't care about any evidence. Later on, due to this, Tom Robinson was shot and killed by guards while trying to escape prison. So there's a few key points that Rand Paul is trying to, or key comparisons Rand Paul is trying to make. An innocent person can very easily be killed by an unjust system if that unjust system shoots first and asks questions later, or in this case, strikes first and then melts down on Twitter later. Now, it's interesting because Rand Paul's post got an extra 12.5 million views. So this is a narrative that is blowing up online, or it's a debate that's blowing up online, and we need utter moral clarity, especially at a time when Donald Trump is posting photos that show an apocalyptic Chicago. It is straight up apocalyptic in this photo. And Donald Trump is sitting there in front of the city that I currently live and work in. Now, I grew up in Northwest Indiana. That's part of the reason why I think I'm able to talk to so many Trump supporters and not get super enraged, because I grew up in like a purple area of Northwest Indiana where I went to school with a bunch of these folks. I was always talking to them, having these arguments in my formative years. Then I moved to Chicago to try to build this pro-democracy movement and channel, and Donald Trump is trying to target the city that ran him out back in 2016. And this is all at a time when J.D. Vance is glorifying military use to a point that would make the Bush administration blush. And like, that may be an exaggeration because the Bush admin did so much terrible shit in the Middle East, but I don't think they were out there glorifying it in such a way where they were arguing with journalists about how war crimes are actually good. The Bush admin was hiding their war crimes. Now, the Trump admin is covering up a lot of other stuff regarding the Epstein files, Trump's health, but J.D. Vance is out here just arguing with people on Twitter. This is the vice president of the United States. So just to wrap back around, yes, let's be hard on cartels. No, we cannot unilaterally kill people based solely on accusations. In the modern society we live in, we benefit a lot from trials and fairness and evidence being presented, but that's not what's happening here. The United States is not supposed to stand for the breaking of international law, yet we find ourselves time and time again being dog-walked by Netanyahu as he starves Palestinians, commits a genocide in Gaza, and we find ourselves getting dog-walked by Vladimir Putin as he takes over Ukrainian land with a broader goal of invading Europe and restoring the former Soviet Union. It is effing absurd that people voted for a no new wars administration. Now Trump is talking about the Department of War. We no longer have a Secretary of War, or Secretary of Defense. We have a Secretary of War. We are no longer going to be using defense spending. It's no longer defense spending in the budget. It is now war spending. We are spending on war, or at least that's what the department's called. So we're going to continue on this channel to build, to fight for a future where there aren't narcissistic people rising to the top and punching down. You know, a little bit of my life story. I don't know if you guys have heard this. I just want to get into this so you guys understand why I moved to Chicago and I'm pushing towards this. My mom had me at 15 years old. My mom had me when she was 15. While she was raising me, she was going through high school and then college and got her PhD in something called IO psychology. Now, my dad was born in the USA, but his dad was born in Syria. Like half of my family on my dad's side immigrated from Syria, Syrian immigrants. So I know I'm very white, but most Syrians look pretty white. The point is, I have all of these formative experiences, having a young mom raise me, having immigrant families who build a business. I have an uncle whose life was saved by Obamacare at a young age. He was in his 20s. All of this is combined to give me a worldview that makes me want to punch back against the admin. Seeing this administration glorify war rather than glorify peace, glorify Russia rather than the democracy that Europe is trying to build, it is all disgusting and will punch back. If you agree with this message, if you appreciate it, subscribe to the channel below. I'll see you all in the next one.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.